Morgan Meese is president of the Flux Factory.
So Flux Factory is a... Flux Factory is a group of people who get phone calls, mostly because we're popular.
They may be popular, but unfortunately, they're in the wrong place at the wrong time. Their landlord, says Meese, has given them notice. They have to be out by the end of summer. But tonight, they're getting ready for their new show, Everything Must Go.
In a way, the art that Flux does is about the attempt to do everything.
But this show in particular is more all-encompassing than normal. As part of their East Side Access project, the MTA says they plan to demolish Flux's building. The Transport Authority will connect Long Island Railroad's Maine and Port Washington lines to a new terminal at Grand Central Station. And Flux Factory is in the way. So, since this is clearly the last show they'll have here, the Fluxers have pulled out all the stops.
Every inch of this place is both Flux Factory and an artwork.
For their last exhibition here, they've invited artists to transform the entire space into one giant installation. There's a yard sale being held in the gallery. A shanty town has been erected on the roof. And in the kitchen bathroom, an orange and silver tribute to outer space. Delightfully jingly music rings from a bedroom. And in the main exhibition area, a gigantic pile of shrink-wrapped office supplies. The stacks are glowing like some kind of spaceship built by corporate aliens. It's a piece by artist and Flux resident Nick Normal.
Every single bit of his room is wrapped individually in cellophane, and it's now out here in the gallery.
It's part of Flux Factory's theme, the different ways in which you can make art out of everyday life.
The Germans call it a Gesamtwerk. Total work. This show is, in a way, the perfect Flux show, because we're taking the entire place. All of Flux Factory is the occasion for a massive installation.
Even with all the distractions, it's still hard to forget that the entire place, home to all these artists, is about to be destroyed. Stephanie Goldberg, Flux's executive director and Meese's wife.
This here is a giant MTA worker piñata.
The piece is meant with a sense of humor, but the piñata does represent an MTA worker.
And will be beaten shamelessly with sticks at some point during the show.
You kind of can't blame them. This isn't the first move for Flux. They started out in Williamsburg. When they lost that space, they headed to Queens. And they're not sure what's next.
I don't want to talk too much about where we're going to be because we don't know. We literally don't know. And that's both the excitement of being Flux Factory and the sadness of this situation. We don't know what's going to happen.
Even though they're about to undergo the ultimate apartment search, space for 17 artists and a cat, they seem okay. In fact, no one really seems to be all that unhappy about the move. Me says it's complicated.
On the one hand, I voted for the proposition that allocated the money for this. You know, I want the MTA to be able to do these kinds of projects. You know, and we're a public resource, too, in our own little way. You know, it's a mixed story. But it's, you know, it's a shame that we have to spend so much energy just worrying about our survival all the time.
Perhaps they were misled by the name Flux Factory. They thought, well, you know, they like transition and change.
Which we do.
Which we do.
Everything Must Go is up through April 27th. After that, you'll have to look for Flux somewhere else. For WNYC, I'm Sally Hershovitz.